It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felt and Mass.
Oh, that's stupid. My God.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Look, I just say this, and this is as transparent as I can be, and this isn't coach speak, this isn't whatever it is. The assistant coach's job is real simple. Make the head coach happy. That's your job. He has a vision for his team. He knows what he wants his team to look like. It's our job to listen and to go out and execute the way he sees it. And that's the important thing as assistant coach. As far as defined roles, whatever it may be, I come to work every day with one simple policy. Whatever he says goes, okay? I'm not the head coach here. That's one certain thing. And my job is to do whatever he says to the best of my ability and get the players playing better.
So I think this yesterday was embarrassing. This was embarrassing for Bill. It was embarrassing to the team. And I think it gives you real insight into what Bill's looking for at this stage. I mean, could Judge and Patricia, could they be any more groveling, pandering, just sort of genuflecting at the feet of Bill Belichick? I know that's the way those guys carry themselves, but is that, I guess I was even surprised at how open they were about their just complete and utter servitude and, I don't know, all these adjectives I'm trying to think about, you know, just bowing at the feet of Bill Belichick. Wasn't that glaring yesterday, Maz?
Yes, deference. Yeah, and deference isn't even strong enough a word. I think it's everything that we're concerned about. I think that when you talk about how Bill put together this staff, what were the elements that he factored in? And they were, the guys were inexpensive, not necessarily in this order, but I'm just giving them to you. The guys were inexpensive, that someone else was paying them, and they were, you know, FOBs, friends of Bill, who were loyal to him and would do what he said. I think those are probably the two biggest factors. And that is kind of scary. So again, it just tells you that he doesn't want to bring in someone that he has to pay and that could challenge him, which in a lot of ways go hand in hand. That if it's anybody with some sort of credibility, that Bill has got to give him some sort of say in the operation. I just think at the end of the day, and you touched on this yesterday, and it's a point that's not amplified enough. You know, this idea that, quote, Bill wants pushback, all bullcrap. Bullcrap. He doesn't want pushback. He wants someone to do exactly what he tells him to do. Shut up. I know what I'm talking about. And this is Bill, you know, this is his arrogance at work. So he just wants, this is why he recommended Joe Judge for the Giants job, Mike. Because Joe Judge was good to him and did exactly what he said. And if you do that, Bill will then be nice to you and recommend you for a job, even if you're not ready for it, which Judge clearly was not.
I mean, these guys sound like lapdogs. My goodness. What Joe, again, Joe Judge's line, my job is to show up and to make the coach happy. Like, that's it. That's what he considers his job. But that's what Bill demands of his people. So that's why Joe Judge is here, because he'll accept those parameters.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that is,
it's crazy.
Scary.
What is thy bidding, my
assistant coach's job is real simple. Make the head coach happy.
That's it? Make the players better, win games, get the most out of the people that you're coaching. You know, I don't know. There's a million. The number one job?
Make the head coach happy.
Jesus. I mean, That's freaking pathetic. So I say it's pathetic on Joe Judge's part, but Joe Judge knows that's what Bill wants. He wasn't the only one. Patricia was the same way, number eight there, Jimmy.
We follow Coach Belichick's lead, you know. I mean, it's obviously I'm just trying to do my job to the best ability, whatever he asked me to do on any given day. And that's the beauty of it. That's what I love. You know, it's always kind of new and exciting and challenging from that standpoint. But really just, you know, we're all just working together right now, which is the great part about it.
That's what's new and exciting about the job, is to do whatever the head coach says? That's new and exciting? But play that again. That's what's new and exciting. Yeah, go.
We follow Coach Belichick's lead, you know. I mean, it's obviously I'm just trying to do my job to the best ability, whatever he asks me to do on any given day. And that's the beauty of it. That's what I love. You know, it's always kind of new and exciting and challenging from that standpoint. But really just, you know, we're all just working together right now, which is the great part about it.
I mean, did you think out there we were making it up when we talk about the Bobos on his staff? Like, was that just, do you think we're just pulling that out of our ass? I don't blame you for feeling that way, I guess. But listen to these guys. These are the guys he put in charge of the offense. These are the guys he put in charge of Mac Jones. And he did it because, I mean, there's a couple different things. Obviously, they're cheap. Other teams are paying them. But a big part of it is this thing.
And that's the beauty of it. That's what I love. You know, it's always kind of new and exciting and challenging.
It's new and exciting to do just what the guy says? That's what's new and exciting? Jesus. Listen to these guys. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Mike, look, you know, we're sitting here making fun of them. It's really about Bill. It's really about what Bill values and what Bill brings in, and these guys know it. So, like, you know, and they're punching bags, but again, it gives him a layer of protection, if you will. And I'll tell you, as I was watching that game the other night, and I saw Bill at one point talking to Cam Accord on the sideline. Do you remember there was like there were offsetting penalties on a kickoff, I think it was, where the Patriots didn't line up right?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so Cam Accord goes over and talks to Bill, and I'm thinking to myself, how is this guy still here?
Yep.
How is he? That's what crossed my mind. So was talking about it on the broadcast with Soucy at the time, and I'm looking at it going, why is this guy here? How is this in the first preseason game? They can't line up on a kickoff after they had all kinds of punts blocked, and the special teams were a borderline disaster. And you know what? And it's the same reason. So we can kick the crap out of Patricia. We can kick the crap out of Judge. We can kick the crap out of Cam Accord. At the end of the day, it's because Bill wants people that he can control and nobody else, and nobody with their own ideas or their own voice, because he doesn't believe in it. He believes in his voice and no one else's, which is fine when you have Tom Brady as quarterback. But when you don't, then all of a sudden it all comes back to you. And I just think that, again, if you're Bill, this move in particular with Judge and Patricia, because of the prominence of the roles on the staff, that is risky business if you're Bill Belichick at this stage. Oh. You've got a lot at stake, because now you are toying with the future of the franchise.
The ass-kissing is just unseemly.
Make the head coach happy.
Oh, my God. Judge carrying on. Number 13. Give me Judge 13.
And without going too far in a lot of things, I would just say this, that sometimes you work for somebody, and whatever the outside perception may be, the truth inside is completely different. There's a reason I came back here. There's a reason I wanted to be here. There's a reason I wanted to work for him. In terms of the level of football you learn working here, in terms of the level of conversation and education you get by having back and forth with it and working and evolving, I've never been around a more flexible football person than Coach. And I say that in a very complimentary way. You know, Coach is involved with all three phases, more so than any other coach in the entire, you know, I'd say in all football. And that's been true since I've been here back to 2012. So in terms of being here, it's a great atmosphere. If you like football, you like learning, you like working and improving, this place you want to be.
I mean, it's freaking embarrassing. A grown man carrying on like that about a guy that he works with. I know he works for him, but holy smokes. But it does, Maz, Judge knows that this is what Bill wants to hear.
There's a reason I wanted to work for him.
Oh, God, the way he says him.
Yeah.
There's a reason I wanted to work for him.
It's breathless, the capital H, right? Again, like he's talking about the Almighty, capital H, and it's him.
There's a reason salvation. I wanted to work for him.
Oh, God. But Judge knows that Bill, I don't know if he still does this, but he used to. You know, he reads the clips in the morning. And so anything you say is put in print, and it's put in front of Bill, and he reads it. And if it reads the wrong way, you're going to hear from it from Bill. So you know what? I might as well refer to him like I would refer to him like the big guy upstairs, like the Lord Almighty himself, capital H, him.
That's your job.
And I just want to show up and please my coach. And it's like, you know, you really sit there and you say, well, why are these guys here? I mean, what? And this is part of the reason. And so, like, yesterday I just don't think was what – I don't know. I think it really – it gave you insight into what Bill's looking for out of his staff. And it's not –
reason I wanted to work for him.
It's not good, Maz. It's not good.
No, and Mike, just quickly, the last time I think we really questioned – the coaching staff and their willingness to push back versus just lapping up everything Bill told them to this degree, I would say it was probably way back in 2009 during that Football Life-ish the episode where, you know, he was sitting in the room at one point and says, okay, anybody get anything else? Nobody said a word, but it was okay. You know, like, it was just, we wondered about it then, and 2009, I would submit, was in the Tom Brady era probably the worst year of the, you know, post 2002 anyway, of the Brady Belichick era. And I think it was a similar dynamic then. I think everyone was just kissing his ass.
And so, like, when you say fireball offense, like, if it works, it works, and it's not fireable. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and, you know, you'd fire them on the results. But, you know, I would look at this and go, you know, how are we managing this? How is Bill managing his staff? What is he prioritizing? Do we have the best people in here? Do we have them in here for the right reasons? Like, those are the sort of things you would look at as an upper level management on Bill's management. You'd say, who is he surrounding himself with and why? That, to me, is fireable sort of stuff, especially if it doesn't work. Like, obviously, if it doesn't work, and if it works, it works, and, you know, I'll have pie in my face. I'll eat crow again and whatever. Bill's right and we're wrong, and that'll all come out in the wash. But this is like, this isn't even a second guess. This is an easy one. It's like you listen to those guys yesterday and you say, God, what, really? I mean, for their own sake, for their own manhood, like, will you like put a lid on that a little bit? You go that over the top for the guy? I thought it was cringeworthy, embarrassing, as I said yesterday. All right. Enough of that. To your calls.
I wanted to work for him.
Thanks, Joe.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
He doesn't ask much of the audience.
Okay, but play with me.
Except to love him.
The worst sign in New England sports is you.
Mass. The quiet half of Felger and Mass. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In my opinion, I think Mac Jones is one of at least a handful of players that is not enamored with the coaching to this point. That I think that's where the root of their problems have been on offense so far. Not in terms of the scheme or anything like that. I think that's a distraction, and people shouldn't get distracted. I think that some of the players, and this is in my opinion from talking to a bunch of people around the team, that including Jones, who just aren't really thrilled with the level of coaching that they're getting. I mean, and look at, you know, I was trying to think of an apt metaphor for this. I mean, it'd be like, you know, when I worked at the Globe, and, you know, I worked for, you know, Sully, who was my sports editor. Great guy. Had been there for years. You know, what if he left and all of a sudden I'm working under a person who only, you know, worked in lifestyle? You know, and I'm taking my orders for that. I mean, he went from Josh McDaniels, who is, you could criticize him all you want, okay? But he helped Tom Brady.
So that was Greg Bedard earlier. Yeah, what if his sports editor, what was Sullivan's first name?
Joe
Sullivan. If they replaced Joe Sullivan with the lifestyle editor, who was buddies with Linda Holiday, the boss, and that's why you know, the lifestyle editor got the job. Like that. That's how you complete that metaphor, and that's what's been handed to Mac Jones. And according to Greg Bedard, he doesn't believe he's among a handful of Patriots players who are having trouble with the coaches, and not necessarily the new scheme. It's the coaches that are implementing it. So, again, it's all part of one piece, and I'll just say it one last time. I think yesterday when those guys spoke gave you real insight into what's going on over there. I'll go back to the phones unless either of you have a thought beforehand.
Nope.
Okay, John in New Hampshire. Go ahead, John.
Guys, I think that you're missing the point. One of two things is going to happen here, and I think that we're going to turn out all right in both situations. Either the coaches are going to come through. Remember, Mr. Belichick was not the greatest coach in the world when he started at Cleveland. These guys in their second year, if Belichick's a genius, the way everybody says he is, he knows what he's doing, they're going to shape up and things are going to be just fine. So that's possibility number one. Possibility number two is you are right, and it's a disaster. And the answer to that is Bill O'Brien. He's just waiting to be a head coach. And he'll take over under any circumstances. What are you worried about?
What are we worried about? All right, yeah. So it's just, if this fails, they'll bring in Bill O'Brien. No problem. I don't quite feel the same way. I don't know why you would think Bill O'Brien's a lock here or anyone's a lock here. But either way, so you're okay with the thing blowing up this year and them sucking? I'm not.
Yeah. And can I give you something else to worry about? So how many ways do you want to yank your quarterback around in the first 3 years of his career?
Thank you.
Like, so you want to start playing that game? Like, year one, you yank him around. Year two, new offense, new coordinators, yank him around. It fails, Bill gets fired, now Bill O'Brien comes in, now you're yanking him in another direction. So I would say to the caller, even if they bring in Bill O'Brien and he's the head coach, well, now you've significantly affected Mac Jones' development. Like, there's no guarantee that he'll go forward from there.
I mean, it's an asinine.
I just hate the argument he gave. I'm sorry. Asinine. Mike. I hate the argument.
Asinine. Great. Oh, we're going to suck. But no, we got this next guy. He'll come in and everything will be all right. Oh, okay. Well, then get back to me in 2 years. Tony and Stoneham on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I was talking to Matt last night, and he asked me a question about are they playing better, whatever. But what he doesn't tell you is that the Yankees are playing worse. And they got shut out again yesterday. The Yankees have scored, what, 5 runs in 4 games. The Red Sox are going nowhere this year. And I don't know what they're going to do with Devers.
Well, I mean, let me stop you. Let's just – they're going nowhere this year. Fangraphs puts their playoff percentage at 5%. What would you put it at, Mass?
I would put it somewhere around 10%.
I think they got
like a 1 in 10 shot of getting in. And here's the part that I'm not telling you it's egregiously high, but I'm telling you, why would I cling to any shred of hope? First of all, I want to see some meaningful baseball games down the stretch. Secondly, and this is the part that Tony doesn't get, I know the Yankees are playing like crap. I'm trying to eliminate that part of it. Just watch the Red Sox. Evaluate how they're playing. They're playing better. Fact, they're playing, but they played better over the weekend. So this is like, I don't understand why someone like him doesn't get this. I don't care who the opponent is most of the time. I want to see them play well. If the other team plays really well and beats them, most of the time I can live with that. Not always, because inevitably there's a mistake that costs you a game. But this whole idea the Yankees are playing bad, I know they're playing bad. So who gives a rat's ass? The Red Sox played well over the weekend. I'll give them that.
Sully's in Dorchester on the Celts. Go ahead, Sully.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I just got into this Patriots thing, and I really just had to say something about, like, would Charlie Weiss or Romeo Crennel ever talk like that about Bill Belichick back in the day?
Charlie, yes. Romeo, no.
I mean, Joe Judge, I remember, like, watching his Giants when he became their head coach. He was a DB right off the rip. But I just find it. I don't see it being good that if Mac Jones already doesn't like him, I don't see that.
No, that's a problem. That's a problem. And Mac Jones not believing in the coaching is a problem. But just the way these guys carry themselves, how could you? It's just too groveling. Now, Gerard Mayo has to, you know, play under the same rules as these other assistant coaches, right? So, yeah. Like, he has to work under Bill, and he's... But when Gerard Mayo talks, at least to me, he sounds like a human being, you know? And there's something to him where he hasn't just completely let Bill pull his pants down and snip his balls off. Where I when I listen to Gerard Mayo, I say, you, sir, still have your testicles. Where
these other guys... Pride.
Yeah, these other guys don't. Give me Mayo number 7. So, like Mayo's able to joke about this. I can't remember what the question is, but he gets into titles or something. And listen to how Mayo handles it. Number 7.
Do some of the safeties, because they spend so much time in the box, do they ever come into a linebacker move?
Sometimes. You know, like I said, I don't even have a title, man. I'm out here coaching football. I don't care. What are titles? Somebody tell me what it's. I don't even have a business card. What am I supposed to do? Just here. Here's my number.
He's telling him. That's a real dude. He knows he can't say anything because he knows Bill is going to circle it in the paper and put it in his locker, like just like he was a player. And so, like, he knows how sensitive Bill is, and he can't say anything. But it's like, I still feel he's his own person, you know. Even though he knows, like, so, you know, we heard how deferential Judge and Patricia were to Coach, and you know, Mayo has to be too, and he knows it. So, like, I'll tell you how. Here's how Mayo handles it when he's asked about. I guess he was asked about when do they start focusing on the Dolphins and game planning. Give me Mayo number 5.
But when do you guys, like, start focusing on the Dolphins?
You got to ask. Yeah, ask Coach that question. Like, he'll be up here in a second.
So, like, I don't know. There's he's not quite on his knees. He's like, I don't know, man. Ask Coach. He'll be up here in a second. It's like, he didn't allow me to answer this stuff. So
you got to ask. Yeah, Coach that question.
Yeah, like,
he'll
ask
be up
him.
Here in a second.
Yeah, go ask Bill. I don't know. You know, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just a tone.
I don't even have a title, man. I'm out here coaching football. I don't care. What are titles? Somebody tell me what it's on. I don't even have a business card. What am I supposed to do? Just here. Here's my number.
There's just some of the way he carries himself versus the way these other two carry themselves that are just, like, I don't know. The way Judge and Patricia talk just rub me the wrong way, man. And I can see the players saying the same thing. So, is it any surprise that Mac Jones gets one whiff of Joe Judge in a meeting room or off to the side and has questions about who's leading him? Like, does that not make perfect sense when you listen to him?
There's a reason I wanted to be here. There's a reason I wanted to work for him.
Yeah, Mac Jones' eyes are probably rolling into the back of his head. Like, what? Jesus, what is this?
Seriously. And the groveling with Patricia and Judge, even to the media. Who hate them and hate them back, and all of this is even unseemly. We'll get to that after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
In
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is purely a take that exists in my head.
Getting into your head.
Tell you what's in our head.
With hot sports takes.
And we share it with you.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
445 passing yards, most ever against a Bill Belichick defense, regular season or postseason. So that's shocking. So, Matt, you already talked about the aging linebackers, and you like some components in the secondary. I wonder how you guys feel about the biggest problem. Would you say it's coaching? Would you say it's – I don't know who the coordinator is, so let me put Bill Belichick out there, Steve Belichick, Gerard Mayo.
You got to put it on Bill Belichick. He's the defensive guy.
Or is it personnel? Did we overrate the personnel?
I think it's both. I think it's both.
Which one –
there has to be
personnel. It's coaching.
It is coaching.
Okay. And
why? Tell me why.
In 2017, Matt Patricia's last year here, they weren't a good defense at all. They gave up 41 points in the Super Bowl. They almost got beat by Jacksonville and Blake Bortles. Patricia leaves. In 2018, they're an excellent defense. They win the Super Bowl in large part because of the defense. 2019, they're historically good for a while. Last year, despite the opt-outs, there were games in which the defense looked great. Now, Matt Patricia has returned. And they are setting franchise records. And I don't know what role he's got, we got a common denominator in the house.
I mentioned Bill Belichick.
We got a common denominator in the house.
Castle.
So that was Tom Curran. I think that was last year after the Dallas game.
October 17th, 2021.
Yeah, so that was, Holly saying, I think the Patriots defense did give up a record, or Belichick coach defense record for passing yards allowed or something.
Correct.
And, they're debating, is it players, is it coach? Curran says Matt Patricia. So I just play that as an entree into Curran has been all over Matt Patricia for a while, years, going back to when Patricia was here. Maz, you've referenced this. Remember the conference call cut where Tom Curran asked him a question and Patricia said, well, that's kind of a negative question there, Tom. And they sort of had a little moment there, even on the stupid conference call.
Yes.
So Curran's been all over this guy forever. Now Patricia's groveling with Tom Curran. Like, I've heard this has gone on a little bit down there at camp, but then this happened yesterday. We'll just play the very beginning of the cut, but it's Patricia number 11 yesterday, Jimmy.
Matt, Bill talked the other night about a process. Hey, we're in a process. I guess because we are how we are, we want an end goal for the process.
Right.
The process going to result in. Do you know what the end goal is?
Yeah. And I want to refer to, I loved your Chew Choy comment there last week. I thought that was great, by the way. Certainly.
He's kissing ass with Curran now. Like, God. There's something about those guys that just, they're just too grovelly.
It's fake. It's all fake, especially the Matt Patricia. It's just an act.
I mean, and he knows the thing with Curran and the history that they've got a little bit of a thing. Now he's sort of bending over backwards to make nice to Tom Curran, who I love too, but for Pete's sake, he's just a reporter down there. Like, yeah, I love that Chew, I guess Curran's question last week had something to do with the Chew toy, so he referenced it from last week, Matt. Sorry.
Yeah, no. So, look, I tell you, I do believe there's also something long-term at play here regarding Patricia and Judge. And I think Bill is starting to put in, put pieces in place for people to take over when he is gone. And my guess is that he already has the blessing of the cooperation of the Crafts on that, because obviously they ultimately make the decision. Jimmy Stewart reported a long time ago that they think highly of Patricia. And so I think this is, Matt Patricia trying to rehabilitate his image. And as the franchise sort of gets ready to hand the reins and enter a new era with different people other than Brady and Bill, I think that's an element in this thing, too. I can't prove it. I'm just telling you what's in my gut.
I know, look, if you're listening closely and you want to call me out for being a hypocrite, because we rip Belichick for being too mean to the media, and now we're ripping Patricia and Judge for being too nice to the media. A little bit to it. I mean, fair. I guess. I just think these guys are so disingenuous, or they're just, I don't know, no backbone. Like, I love just the little clips we get of them saying hi to the guys or bye to the guys. Like, here's Patricia saying goodbye or hello or whatever. Here's Patricia groveling with the media yesterday.
Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Sorry.
How are you? Good. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good. Hey, how are we doing?
I don't know. There's just something so pathetic about it. How about Judge? His pleasant piece to the media. Give me Judge number one.
All right, so Capacity House. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Andrew. Joe, hey. If we met.
How's it going, guys? Good.
Did he dap with Reese there?
I think it was Andrew Callahan. It
hey,
Andrew,
you know what it is?
If we met.
How's it going, guys? Good.
It just hit me. This whole thing, that behavior in particular, those two clips you just played, that's the behavior of a politician. And we mostly think that politicians are like snakes and untrustworthy and frauds and disingenuous. Like, that's the behavior of a politician. Oh, hey, how are you? Oh, no, great to be here. Let me shake your hand. Hey, I'm Joe. Oh, nice to meet you. We haven't met before. Hey, oh, great, guys. Good to see you all. You know you don't believe that. That's not what they feel, especially Matt Patricia with Curran. Like, come on now. Like, keep it straight, keep it real. We'll respect you more for that.
Do you want to hear how the spawn of how Steve Belichick handles pleasantries with the media? Give me that one, Jimmy.
Sure.
Hello. Good morning. Doing great. How are you? I'm always excited. I'm excited for today's practice. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
Hello.
I enjoy that little crap ass.
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
Yeah, not so good. Thanks.
I'm always excited. I'm excited for today's practice.
Oh, I can feel it.
Yeah, just, no, like, it's bubbling through. It's
coming through the speakers, man.
Hello.
He's boiling over.
Going great. How are you?
Oh, but the Patricia
coming right
thing.
Over the top of the pan.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. Could that just be more pathetic? Hey, Tom. Hello. I know you. Oh, Tom, I loved how you ripped me last week. Yeah, you know, that was great. You called me a pathetic, sad excuse for a coach. I thought that was awesome. That was great. Thanks. Good, Tom. How you doing, man?
Hey, hello, what's up, big guy?
How are you? Yeah, good to meet you. Good to see you.
Going great. How are you? Hello.
So back to your phones.
Good morning.
Here's Bo and Saugus.
I'm always excited. I'm excited for today's practice.
Go ahead, Bo. What do you got?
Hello.
Yeah, just a thought. I mean, I think Mayo realizes he's the only head coach on that staff. I mean, these other guys, it's their last chance. And, you know, they're unhirable in the NFL after blown up in two separate franchises. I think Mayo is the next head coach on that staff, whether it's here or somewhere else. And I think he's just biding his time until that opportunity presents.
Hello.
I tell you, just from a how you present standpoint, oh God, I would so much prefer him over Judge, Patricia, even Steve, who I think Steve is a little bit more of himself than Judge and Patricia is.
Hello.
Even though we're making fun of him, I think he has a little more authenticity than those other guys. Mayo's an authentic, real guy, which I think means he'll be a better coach and translates better to the players and probably means he's more competent on top of it. But the truth is, Maz, we don't know if Mayo can coach any more than we know if Steve Belichick or Joe Judge can. We have no idea if these guys are any good or not.
No, but, so listen, let's not confuse the likability part of it with the competency part of it, okay, or the capability part of it. And the part that was alarming, most alarming about this hire was that, or these hires, was that neither one of them had any experience on that side of the ball, which means that the other values were more important to Bill. That's the part of it that at least with Mayo, we can look at it, Mike, and say, well, he did play linebacker in the NFL, and so he called the defenses. He has a good grasp and understanding of what's supposed to happen and who's supposed to be where. So I get it. I get it. That one totally makes sense, and let alone the fact that he did it here. So that makes all the sense in the world. To me, I look at Judge and Patricia and say, no, what Bill wanted here is guys who would do exactly what he told them to do and that he could treat like Cam Accord, who he's paying nothing because someone else is, you know, he wants people who feel indebted to him. That's what he does. whether it's people who were fired from jobs that now have to earn their way back into the league, or Cam McCord, who's trying to create a reputation for himself. He wants people who feel indebted to him and grateful to him for giving them the job. That's what he wants.
He has a vision for his team. He knows what he wants his team to look like. It's our job to listen and to go out and execute the way he sees it.
And Judge and Patricia give it to him, right?
Make the head coach happy. That's your job.
They give him what they give Bill what he wants.
He is a vision for his team.
He has shown us the way. He has given us the teachings. We will follow those teachings. We are
there's
here.
There's a reason I wanted to be here.
Him.
There's a reason I wanted to work for him.
That's I get like douche chills from
capital,
that.
Capital H in the transcript.
There's a reason I wanted to work for him.
Tom and Quincy. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, based on what happened over the weekend with the Sox, and basically they played some of the best baseball they had, right? Am I the only one to think that they, with the Jekyll and Hyde behavior that this team has had all year, that they can revert back to playing horrible fundamental baseball against the Pirates, or like the fourth worst team in the league? So like any goodwill that Sox fans had put together over the weekend is just going to come crashing to an effing halt after this three-game series against Pittsburgh?
You're not crazy to think that, Tom. I brought this up before. You take 2 or 3 in Houston, you look like you're about to do something, then you go to KC and fall flat on your face. So I don't know which way it's going, Maz. But
no, I don't either. So, and look, I told you that. This is why I say that everything is lined up for them to have a good week. They're getting people back. They're coming off a good series in which they played well. But Tom's point, your point, dead on. Just look at some of the teams that Pittsburgh's in the same neighborhood as Kansas City and the Cubs. Okay, they're just a couple of wins apart. You know what those teams have in common? They beat the Red Sox in series. The Cubs beat the Red Sox in a weekend series. That's when the slide began. And Kansas City just did it last week. So the only variable I have that's a little bit different is that I would tell you they are playing well. They looked good over the weekend, and now they're healthier. Again, they should have Ref Snyder, not that he's a huge one, but Kiki Hernandez should be back in the lineup too. Plus, they have Pham and Hosmer. So I think now they're a better team. It feels like they get their heads screwed on over the weekend. Whitlock's in the bullpen. So I'm going to treat this week as an opportunity for them to get back in it. I don't think 5-1 is out of the question this week. And in fact, I think anything less than that would be, at best, you know, 4-2 to me would be a minimum. I think you need to go 5-1 this week, and I think with the schedule, they have a chance to do it.
All right, dump on Ref Snyder if you want. Anything that gets Jaron Duran off the field, Maz, I would be for if I were a Red Sox fan. Charles and Stoughton on the Patriots coaching staff. Yes, Charles.
Hello.
That one gets me.
It really does.
Guys. It shouldn't. Hello, Charles. I was waiting for it, Jimmy.
Good morning.
All right, good afternoon, Charles. Go ahead.
All right, I'm a Dolphins fan, and you guys talk about Belichick and his co-offensive coordinators. We Dolphin fans saw this last year, as Brian Flores also had two co-coordinators, and that didn't work out too well. And I think the biggest reason he was let go after last year was because he was unable to put together a competent offensive staff.
So this is true, Charles. You know what? We're up against it, so I'll drop you. But it's true. Because I've gotten a lot of comments on this that look at what Flores tried to do last year in Miami. It's kind of the same thing, and it didn't work. Small wonder, Maz. It usually doesn't. How often does the collaborative approach work, whether it comes to coaching or playing or anything in sports?
Very rarely, if ever. I mean, I'd have to think of one to try to come up with one that actually did work. But I think there has to be a clear hierarchy, a clear chain of command. And look, in this case, there probably is internally. It's less about the chain of command than it is about the qualifications of the people in that chain.
Okay, we got the final word coming your way right after this.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online marijuana wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The callers bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. It's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody, Jimmy.
Nobody. Hey, quickly, before we get to the 10 questions recap, Field Yates, ESPN, just tweeting that the Patriots have placed Malcolm Butler on injured reserve, ending his season.
I was going to say, he's been out of there has not been out there the last couple days. So,
right.
I guess not a surprise.
I had him in my three down as trending on the way out.
Well,
I said I thought he was done.
He is.
I was right.
Well, Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal, fresh in from Patriots camp today. The scrimmages with the Carolina Panthers. We did the 10 questions. Here's the recap.
Like, I get into the players too, Maz.
Oh, boy.
What do we make of some of the recent Jimmy Garoppolo reports about the way he's carried himself with the Niners?
Quote, he didn't return calls, he didn't return texts, he basically just vanished. And we were looking at each other going, what just happened? And then I guess currently Garoppolo is working out by himself, no playbook, not working with any coaches, goes home when the team starts practice. Do you put these together and look at Jimmy Garoppolo differently?
Well, I think that... What do you want me to do?
Okay, 9. Is Baker Mayfield a starting caliber quarterback?
Well, I think that...
I appreciate the question. I really do.
Okay, tool bag question. Is Dan Campbell a tool bag?
Well, I think that...
Who are the five most important franchises? If the NFL went to a five-team league, who would those five teams have to be?
Patriots, Chiefs,
off.
Packers, Cowboys, and I went with the Ravens over the Steelers and the Bills.
Oh, that's a horrible list.
The Dallas, Bills. Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Kansas City, New England.
Pittsburgh, Dallas, Green Bay, Kansas City, New England.
Why is New England on the list?
I wanted to take them off.
What do you mean, why?
They've been a marquee franchise going on 30 years.
They're the evil empire. Everybody loves to hate them. They're must-see TV, whether they suck or they win.
You know what the Patriots are? They're a big pair of fake boobs. Fake boobs. Big pair of fake boobs. Fake boobs. New money trash. That's what they are. They're new money trash. They're
the not established. Reach.
They're not a national hallmark franchise. I'm sorry, they're not. Even after all that winning, they're not.
Yeah, Maz's line was underrated there. I wanted to take them off.
Of course you did.
No, that one kind of sneaked out. A little bit of truth serum there or something.
All right, Maz, we're going to come up on the baseball hour.
Well, Murray's alongside. It is a big, big week for the Red Sox. And I'll tell you what, I've noticed an interesting pattern among Red Sox fans as it pertains to this team. And really more about the fan reaction to this team, which Murray and I will address at the top of the program. Also, I will update you on changes to the Red Sox roster. Again, the importance of this week. And also, Chris Cotillo of Mass Live will join us a little bit later in the program. We'll get his assessment on the club as well.
Hello,
Steve. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, everybody. Stay tuned for Maz's Baseball Hour. No commercials, just the headlines. Then we're back at it tomorrow at 2. We'll talk to you then, fellas.
See
you.
Good morning.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL.
Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.